Rick Miller at Miller Machine and Welding put together the core of the watermelon with metal L's and rebar all welded together. We had it covered with cardboard, and then we had it sprayed with styrofoam, and then we had the Vincent's Fire Department and Mike Langford painted the watermelon, and we ended up with a 18-foot by 12-foot giant watermelon, and it just started going.